Training to be a member of An Garda Síochána lasts for 104 weeks and it leads to a BA in Applied Policing accredited by the University of Limerick. The first 32 weeks are here at the Garda College.
My name's Vanessa Crowley.
And I'm Tal Elliott.
And we would now like to take you on a tour of the campus and give you an insight into a typical day of a trainee Garda here at the college. Following breakfast in the canteen, we started today at 9 a.m. with drill. When I arrived here 11 weeks ago, the drill didn't look a bit like this. But it's amazing what a few weeks of practice can do. The rest of the day is broken up into 1 hour periods, covering 7 key modules that will form the essential skills for our work.
My first lecture this morning was on defective vehicles, which I attend with 24 of my fellow students. I was then timetabled for physical education in the gym, where we were put through our paces. As a trainee Garda, it is up to each one of us to maintain our fitness levels. And in order to do that, some of us take extra classes such as spinning, running and boxing, which are run here in the college in the morning and evening time.
Another class that was held this morning was self-defence, which is a really critical part of our training. We need to be able to protect ourselves, the community at large and our colleagues. So this is a skill which is vital for our future career.
Yeah, there you go. That's a little bit of a Garda recruitment training video that's out there for people who are curious about what training to be a member of An Garda Síochána is like. The government has approved an overall vision for the Garda workforce to bring the strength of the service to 15,000 Garda members. The Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland calls for a reflection of diversity of Irish society within Garda Síochána, and they're welcoming applicants from any and all backgrounds with a view to reflecting the increasing diversity of Irish society in 2023 and beyond. Applications for An Garda Síochána close next Friday, the 14th of April. And with me in our studio in Tralee to talk about the drive for recruits is Inspector Tim O'Keefe and also Garda Dylan McCarthy, who's a probationer Garda at the moment. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining us on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Tim, did that video take you back to your days in Templemore?
Jeez, I can hardly remember it now. It's 21 years ago now since I went in the door of Templemore. But yeah, it brings back memories. A lot of changes since then, a lot of positive changes. But yeah, and Garda Dylan McCarthy here beside me, he's finishing his training tomorrow, so he's out of probation tomorrow and be a fully fledged Garda. So a lot of difference in the training between myself and himself.
Yeah, that's for sure. Listen, what proposition are you putting before people? Who are you trying to target in terms of getting people to sign on and start on the road to be a member of An Garda Síochána?
Well, I think it said it there in the video, and you said it yourself, Jerry, is that we're looking for all backgrounds. It is a diverse organisation already, but we're looking to be reflective of Irish society, and that has changed phenomenally over the last 20 or 30 years, and particularly in the last 5 to 10 years. So we're looking for all backgrounds to apply in. Sometimes people might have a misconception, well, I can't go in there because I need Irish. You don't need Irish. Once you can speak English or Irish, you can join, and we will teach you Irish there. And if they could get me to speak conversational Irish, Jerry, it's possible for anyone, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Certainly is. Listen, we also have Garda Tricia Fitzpatrick as well with us in our studio. Tricia, I'm going to go to you next. Tell me, I suppose, your experience so far for people out there who are considering, look, is this something I want to get involved in? Is this something I'd like to do?
Hi, Jerry. I've almost 19 years service and all of that has been here in Tralee. I'm originally from Clare and this was my first station. Definitely, it was always something I wanted to do when I was in secondary school. I always wanted to be a guard and I was lucky enough to pursue that and here I am.
Why did you always want to be a guard?
It was always something I wanted to be. There's nobody in my family in the job, but yeah, it was just something I always wanted to be, was a guard.
You felt, look, this is something I could have the skills for, it's a job I'd like, and that's the road you set out on.
Yeah, I enjoy people, so yeah, working with people, my colleagues and the community, that's what I enjoy, and I enjoy coming to work and doing that. And like a lot of other of my colleagues, actually, they all would have said that they always wanted to be a guard and that was why they joined.
Okay. And listen, what's it been like? What's the day-to-day job like for you now, Tricia?
So in the role I'm in now is community policing, and I'm in that with the last 15 years. So I would have started on the regular, and then I applied for the job of community policing. It was set up here in Tralee, and I'm in that role since. I have to say, I enjoy coming to work every day. The job is so diverse and different. I'm here with you now, and later on, God knows what I will be doing. You know, there's so many.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. You know, it's interesting, the job, and you know, you're the job, as like what they say, the motto of worth doing, it is a job worth doing. You're helping people in the community. It may not always be to do with a crime. It may just be helping someone in their home that may not be able to do their shopping.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so diverse when what we do in community policing.
Yeah, there's that social side of it as well,
I suppose. Meeting the children in the schools as well is a lovely part of it, going in, all the young children getting to meet the guard and you know, making them be friends with the guard, not to have that perception that we would have years ago, the children would be afraid of the guards.
Yeah.
So breaking down those barriers.
Yeah, very important as well. Garda Dillon McCarthy, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning. Tell me what your ideas were going into training and what your ideas are now in terms of what the job is and what you thought you were getting into.
Morning, Jerry. I suppose, like Trish said there, since I was younger, I always wanted to join the guards. Looking at my own local town there, I'm from Limerick myself, just seeing the guards passing by on the road and stuff and working, going to different calls and stuff, is always something that I've had an interest in. And I suppose when I joined the guards, I joined in 2019. I went into the Garda College in November 2019. I suppose things were very different around then because COVID wasn't long coming around in March and I was attested early. So I had originally about 19 weeks in the Garda College as opposed to 32 weeks when I was attested. So what happened then was I was brought out to a Garda station local enough to my town and in Limerick, and I spent just over a year and a half there. With that then I suppose I spent the first couple of months just assisting my colleagues. I wasn't investigating any myself, just observing and learning, and then when I felt confident enough, then I would take on my own roles and investigations. I suppose then following on from that, then I was sent back to the Garda College my intake to complete our training, and from that then I was brought out to Tralee here as my permanent station in September 21, and I've been here now since.
Yeah, and learning on the job all the way.
Yes, every day is different, I suppose. Coming to work in the morning, I have no idea what I'm going to face that day. It's a lot different than your normal Monday to Friday 9-to-5 job. Every day is different. Every day you have good days and bad days.
Yeah, same as any job, I suppose. Tim, on what Dylan was saying there, you never really know what's going to face you from day to day. You could be involved in investigation. You could be responding to a serious crime. There could be a traffic accident. You could be talking to children in a school. You could be down in the courts.
You could. You start your shift at 7 o'clock in the morning and you can be straight out there to deal with a burglary. You may catch the suspect, arrest him and bring him in. You get great satisfaction getting somebody's property back, particularly something that might be sensitive. You'll be in court in the afternoon, and before you finish, you might call to a vulnerable person and bring in a bucket of coal for them. That's how diverse it is. And is it a job worth doing? There's a great sense of reward, Jerry, when you go home in the evening and you look back in your day and you say, well, look, there's three or four people that I made their lives some bit better today, or that I helped them some bit better today. And there's very few jobs that you can actually go home and say that, you know. And it is a fantastic organisation. It's an organisation where we're very proud of. And if you look back to the centenary celebrations last year, and I know that Radio Kerry followed it very closely, there's very few organisations that so many people would come out on the streets to support us in a parade, you know. And being part of that organisation, being part of keeping people safe every single day, you can't buy that, you know.
Yeah. Do you have to remind people of it? And this is part of the job of the recruitment, trying to get numbers in to sign up, because look, there are some negative aspects of it. There is the physical side of it, having to be fit. We've seen, unfortunately, a minority of cases of Gardaí being attacked in parts of the country. An impression, look, it's all shift work and unsocial hours. What's your response to those concerns people might have, Tim?
Yeah, the physical competency test is there. We were actually going to get you to do it this morning, Jerry. We passed that. The physical competency
maybe
test.
Maybe next time.
It is challenging, but I think a bit of fitness and a bit of work, it's easy to get through, you know, and I did it myself not so long ago and got through it, thankfully. In relation to the assaults, yeah, absolutely. It is there, and that is the risk that's there. And I know that the Commissioner announced recently there that that they're we're getting new personal protective equipment, such as body cams, increasing the strength of the pepper spray that we have, and other matters there that will protect us. And the government then have announced that they're looking at legislation to increase penalties for people that assault not only ourselves but the other emergency services as well. But that is the risk of the organisation, and that is there.
Yeah. And the shift work element of it. Look, it's time on, time off. You get into a routine, I'd imagine, when it comes to that.
You do. And it is at the moment the frontline 9 units to work on a 12-hour shift, two early starting off 7 to 7, and then your night shift is two nights 7 to 7 as well, 7pm to 7am. Takes a bit of getting used to in the beginning, but once you get into it, and I think Dylan, you probably, once you get into it, it's I suppose it gets easier over time, and you do get 4 days off after that, which is great.
And listen, how are you going to manage it, Tim, from that point of view? Trying to get more people from more ethnic minorities, more women, members of the traveller community, others, to consider signing up for the force, and the force reflecting, I suppose, the wide diversity of people in Ireland now.
Well, I think it's conversations with yourself like this is just a kind of an insight of what the organisation is like. We've a high level of gender diversity in An Garda Síochána already at all ranks, from the very, very top down, and we're working towards increasing the diversity there. We've so many nationalities in the organisation at the moment, and I think the benefit that they've brought to the organisation, and even we've seen it here in Tralee, with breaking down barriers with minority groups in the town, it's fantastic.
If somebody from a minority group sees someone, you know, of their own that looks like them, if you can't see it, you can't be it, that helps break down any distrust, or helps people talk, helps people cooperate.
Absolutely. And you know, there's people coming from certain countries to Ireland that maybe would have prejudice built up about the police in there, and they probably bring that with them, and it's so important that we have that society reflected in our organisation so that we can break down those barriers. So as much as we can, we're trying to get people from all backgrounds to join us.
Okay, Tricia, can I ask you, look, being a female Garda, does it matter? Does it make a difference? Are you treated differently?
Absolutely not.
even by members of the public?
Well, maybe a little bit for members of the public, but within, and say in the station, our colleagues, you know, we're all treated equally. I definitely wouldn't have felt that because I was a female, I didn't get a role, or I wasn't sent to some call. I think females are good at talking, and you know. If you can talk to a person, if you're dealing with an incident, it goes a long way. You know, you don't need to be physical, you don't need to be big, high, and tall, and broad. If you can talk to the person and treat them with respect, you'll go a long way.
Yeah, it's half the battle, I suppose. Yeah. And Tricia, the other element of being a guard, like Dylan's on the journey there, almost going to be a fully attested member of An Garda Síochána. Are there a number of roads open within the organisation where he may end up going down the detective side of it, into the drug squad, into the more forensic side? Are all those opportunities there?
They are. They're open to all of them. And I suppose once you get acknowledged for your work. So if you're a good worker and it's shown in Dylan's work what he's doing, he'll be rewarded. So if he applies then for another position when a vacancy comes up, all of that will be looked at, like in any other job as well. You know, if you're a good worker, you'll get the reward.
Yeah, you might even end up super someday.
Me? That'd be delighted.
Tim, just on that point of it, like the road that Dylan is going down now, after that training period and into it, there is a diversity. There is a lot of, obviously, on-the-job training. Your skills are updated all the time.
Absolutely. And once you get in, it is so diverse, the roles that you can do, from crime investigation, our new protective services unit here, which deals with sexual crime. You've roads policing, forensic collision investigators. I could spend all day talking about the different roles within the job. But what we also have is that your training and your education doesn't stop. The organisation supports you in getting other third level qualifications in all different areas that would support you in the role, and that's a fantastic thing to have as well, to progress yourself. And what makes us different as well from other organisations and other training is that you get paid while you're training in the Garda College to get your degree. And I mean, that's fantastic. And even with the whole issue around accommodation now in different colleges, you get accommodation, you get paid, and at the end of it you get your degree, which is fantastic.
Yeah, get you on the road straight away. Look, what's involved? So what do people need to do if they're curious, Tim, as to what they want to do now before next Friday?
So it's the Public Appointment Service are running a competition on behalf of An Garda Síochána. So you can log on to publicjobs.ie and fill in the application form online. It's a very quick application form to fill in, but you must do that by 3 p.m. This next Friday, the 14th of April. So tomorrow week, you must do that. What I would say is that even if you're thinking about it, get that application in, and you can mull it over after that. Just get the application in before next Friday. So just the process is, there's an online application form, as I said, and then after that you'll be called for an online numerical assessment and questionnaire, which will put you in order of competencies, how you get on there, and then after that you'll be called for interview. So if you're successful in an interview, you'll go down the road then of the competency test and medical, and then there's a substance abuse test after that, and then after that is vetting, and then hopefully you pass all that in, you come into the college, and you'll join us in the ranks.
And on vetting, if you have had a few brushes with the law in younger years, does that stop you?
Not outright, not necessarily. If you've had maybe an adverse interaction with the guards and you've gotten through that, then we look at that, and it doesn't automatically stop you. So if you have something like that, don't worry too much about it. Get your application in, because it may not be a bar to joining an organisation.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, look, brilliant stuff, guys. The very best of luck with it. Dylan, good luck in the future career, and congratulations as well.
Thanks, Terry.
On your journey as well. And Tricia, thanks for talking to us as well. That's Inspector Tim O'Keefe, Garda Tricia Fitzpatrick and Garda Dylan McCarthy. One more day as a probationer Garda, talking about the recruitment drive. Closing date next Friday, April 14th. Give us your views on that. We'll put those links up on our social media as well as to how you can apply.